Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We are tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand, and I've emerged with the insights and the strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You will gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring that you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. What if, as a helper or a healer, I told you, you are not fixing others, you're healing yourself? And have you ever noticed when helping someone else, it often helps you? Maybe you have something similar and you start to wonder, like, am I projecting this onto them or is this my stuff? And sometimes you may even refrain from bringing it out loud because of that fear. Well, according to the law of one, there is no separation between you and those you help. When you help someone to heal, you are healing the parts of you that are reflected in them. The struggles, the pain, the imbalance you witness in others is actually a mirror to the energies within you. And as you guide others towards wholeness, you are unknowingly leading yourself towards the same. Now, this might feel heavy at first, or you may have some resistance to this idea. So bear with me as we dive into that law of one. But first, before we do, I invite you to download your free cheat sheet on universal law in the Abundance and Flow community on School. You'll also find in there some other free, awesome AF trainings where we are building a community of helpers and healers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. So back to this law of one. For helpers and healers, what we do for others or to others is what we do to ourselves, and vice versa. What we do to ourselves, we do to and for others. Our thoughts, what we say, and what we think ripples out. And this idea is one of the most impactful examples of the law of oneness, otherwise known as divine law of one, the principle of mentalism. And in biblical reference, it is really the story of unity. So what does this mean? The law of one, right? We're individual people. You can see the trillion of people on the planet, right? So what does it mean? In what I think is the most simple explanation, it's that everything comes from the same source energy. And some of us have different words for this energy: source, love, God, universe. Insert where you are in this journey of spirituality for yourself. And know that I use these words pretty interchangeably. And so diving into that, what does that mean? If we all come from the same energy, let's take a step back and think about another law, the law of transmutation of energy. And from this, we know that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So this will dive into that time construct we have, right? So we think time is linear, but it is all happening now. Some other terms you may have heard or other ways to look at this are divine consciousness, collective consciousness, universal consciousness. And I think there is a lot, and especially the healing sphere, about collective consciousness right now. And tapping into that is really the idea of how we can co-create with this energy. Can use source energy, or leverage source energy by creating a collective belief or a consciousness. And this is also how we help to manifest things into the external world, like cities and buildings. All of those things are just energy. They're, again, to go into another law of vibration, right? Everything is energy vibrating to create a certain form. And if we believe it is a certain form, then we see it as a car. And then, you know, I say digress from there because we start to add lots of meaning in that, right? So a fun and interesting fact when we start to think about this universal energy is to really look at the base word of universe. And do you know what it means? Well, uni means one. Most of us can get that, right? And the word universe means combined into one. So right there, we're already reflecting back just by using that word that it's all one energy. So what does this mean for us, right? If we go back to that saying of what we do to others, we do to ourselves, or what we do to ourselves, we do to others. Again, including thoughts, what we say, our actions, what we think ripples out onto others. And as we think about journeying through this lifetime and I believe we're really here to heal our soul or remember that we are love and of source and that we are not separate, much like if you think about the sun and its rays coming down, right? That's all source energy. And we are the rays of the sun. And everything we're doing is contributing to the whole. And one really cool thing about this I'm going to put here, and we'll talk more about this in later too, is that as we get closer to this living from this place of love and the belief that we are co-creating, we get closer to the truth of our authentic self. And we're able to bring that forward and we're able to bring safety for others to do the same. And in any way that you're helping or you're healing, whether you're a nutritionist, massage therapist, an energy healer, you can use this principle to magnify the work that we are doing, right? Or at least to perceive it that way, because that is the way it is happening. And it invites other people to also do the same and have more confidence stepping out into that authentic self, that source energy, that loving energy. So let's go first. What happens for us if we don't leverage this law of one, or we don't believe in it, or we forget, right? And so if you forget you're a part of the whole, you might start to feel alone. You have the feelings of being disconnected. You are in resistance. And we all know how that feels, like increased frustration because things just aren't working out for us, but we're resisting the path that is in alignment. So we're out of alignment. We can't find that balance. We can't find that flow, and we can't find momentum. So everything feels kind of like an uphill battle. And this is where, again, the invitation, I bring in lots of invitations in the podcast and the work that I do, is to remember that you are never alone. And whether you understand the laws or you even believe in these concepts, they are always working in your highest good. And they are always, it is the law of the universe. And for its great opportunity, right, we can lean into that wholeness and draw on that collective energy to remember our divine power and to remember that we are the co-creators of our energy. And we can lift all the work we do, we get to bring along everyone else that's connected to us, which is everyone. So why have we forgotten? And there's many theories or analogies for this. And the one I'm going to go into is ego and some of the principles of that. There is in other terms, like original sin, right? This is the principle of this, that we have created separateness. It's not that we did something wrong. It's that we created separateness, or we forgot that we are of source. It's kind of like you had a sheet of glass and it breaks and all the pieces are separate, but they're all connected, right? So let's go into ego. So one theory of the separateness is this belief, and really an illusion, right, of separateness, that we are isolated, we are limited beings instead of being of divine energy. And by doing so, we have shifted our perception away from that truth of oneness and entered into the world of duality, where there is two truths. And this is where we begin to experience fear, suffering, and that illusion that I was leaning to earlier of time and space. And I'm going to talk about the ego here. And so if this is the interpretation of the ego craves the separation. The ego craves that individuality and the uniqueness, and above all else, self-preservation, right? And if there is only oneness, then this would equal death of the ego. And therefore, ego creates value in the separation to avoid this perceived death. And it is in ego where we perceive lack, competition, fear, or any control of the outer world. When we're in that source space or that law of oneness or this collective energy, we know no lack. There's only abundance to be seen. When we're in ego, that's when we're in lack. And when we look in how this shows up in the real world, right, this may show up as starting to make decisions based on fear. You make a decision because you don't want something else instead of in the respect of following your desire. And so how does this show up in our real human life, right? This shows up as making decisions based in fear. So we make a decision to avoid something rather than going towards something else, like a desire or a intuitive hit. We do the decision so that we don't have this result instead of looking to have this other abundant result. We live in some conflict with ourselves, with others, and we struggle with that enoughness or that worthiness. And this really presents as a false sense of self for a lot of us. Again, ego wants to prove that you are unique and right. And so a lot of us will show up in the world as having good confidence. And most of the time, it's confident in these skills that are making us better than someone else versus that we're all the same. Unhealthy behaviors, strained relationships, these all come into play when we're in that ego space and not in that abundant source love space. And in this disconnection, again, from your power to co-create your reality, you may also experience pain, disease, misfortune, and you might find yourself having an attachment to these external things, goods, you know, things you want to buy, products, et cetera, looking for validation externally from other people, changing the way you are to get other people's approval, looking for those experiences. And all of these things are, you're looking externally to fill this void because you feel separate, which in turn perpetuates the void. It proves it, right? And then this separateness gets bigger, right? And this really leads to manifesting more negative circumstances, abdicating your power. We start to find ourselves in that drama triangle or that the victim triangle, some people call. I've done a podcast on this in the past. So if you want more information on that, check that out. But a lot of times it's playing the victim or not feeling like we have or are allowed or have the permission to live the life that we want. And then we blame it on an external, some kind of energy that we don't have what we want because of X, Y, and Z. So now you may be resonating with some of those qualities, right? Maybe you're seeing lack of money. Maybe you're seeing conflict in your relationships. Maybe you don't have enough clients. Maybe you're searching for more clothes or fine jewelry, you know, things like that. So now let's flip the switch and let's see what does get to open up for us as helpers and healers. If we leverage the law of one, if we reinforce our belief in that source energy and that we are of source energy, what life looks like, right? An important part here is to also remember, as we are source energy, so is everyone else. So everyone else that is walking through this world that you see is also of this loving energy. So I invite you here to really think of this as a game or an experiment. So try to release that judgment as you learn these new belief patterns. And the new belief pattern here, if you spend time in that ego lack, is that love is how we are born and fear and lack is what we learn. And it again is to keep us safe or be in that self-preservation mode. So we get to find from love, we get to find alignment, flow, amplification of our power, a sense of connectedness. And this will allow us to see reflections back to us as an observer, because we're able to hold a different kind of space without the judgment, right? And then we're able to process that information and heal, right? Through my own healing work, much studying and sitting with and guiding others to do this work, it's my true belief that as souls, we've chosen this journey, right? We've chosen this contract, and it includes anyone we'll ever interact with. And we know it. We have forgotten with the idea that we are all the same. We have also forgotten. And as we do this journey, it's really that invitation to uplevel our soul. And to me, this really means to be able to freely give and receive love, and to be able to see ourselves and everyone else in that wholeness, in that loving space, and in abundance. In my flow method program that I take other helpers and healers through, this is one of the foundations of the program, is that ability to identify with wholeness of the self, right? Including that mind, body, soul, spirit, emotions, and connect with it, and connection with their source and connection with others, right? So this allows clients to restore their energy, reverse chronic symptoms and disease. They're able to find what I call optimal wellness and find abundance in their lives, their health, their business. And within these clients, I often see at first a struggle between the belief shift and believing it for themselves and believing it for others. And one of two things often happens. They either start to believe it for themselves and they don't believe it for other people. And it's not because they don't believe that's available for other people. Their mind just doesn't have that awareness yet, right? Or the opposite will happen. Some people that are in a place of a loss of sense of self or that connection to source, they can really see how it's available to other people, but they cannot reflect it back onto themselves. And if we believe in this, you know, law of one, but also in the abundance of source, the idea here is that the universe, source, God is always looking out for your highest good and always for my highest good, right? In fact, I believe source can only see you as love, whole, and in your highest potential. The rest of this is all an illusion created again by the ego to keep you separate. And here's the kicker. This is the same for everyone else too. So everything that happens from a place of divine guidance, intuition, and some may just say anything that ever happens, right, is always in the other person's highest good as well. And I know as helpers and healers, this is really hard for us to swallow sometimes, especially because we're just so in tune with the perceived unfairness and harm and injustice and just pain that people have, right? So again, it's an invitation to look from the observer and to look from that place of wholeness and love and the energy side. And that's how universal law for me helps me move through those emotions and those feelings and to understand what is really happening on the energetic or spiritual level, right? Many of my clients are business owners or run businesses of their own. And I often see this play out, this belief of happening for themselves or happening for others in that dynamic where they are feeling responsible for others instead of responsible to others. And for example, a boss knows that they need to let go of an employee. Maybe the company's restructuring. Maybe that employee's gifts don't fit the position anymore. Maybe they're downsizing. Maybe they're upsizing and they need to bring in one person that does a little bit different job to replace, you know, a few people to make the wheels work more in unison. Well, what often happens is that, especially as business owners, we've created a culture or a team, and these people have become a part of that and also our family. But we also start to feel responsible for the people that are working for us or with us. And we think these thoughts of lack and separation, right? So there's this idea that if you let someone go, they're going to retreat into lack, right? They might not be able to pay their rent. They might not be able to feed their family. They might lose their house. And those things might be true. However, it's not our job to know. When we make a decision that is in our highest good, we have to believe that that's also true for the other person. So if the negative things that we perceive as negative happen with that individual, maybe that was in their best good, right? Maybe their house had mold in it and they needed to get away from it for their health. Or maybe it opens an opportunity for them to start their own business. And this business provides a service or a product that saves babies' lives, right? So we don't know. But if they would have stayed in that position, they may have never sought or had the motivation to do the thing that was in their highest good. Lots of scenarios. These are just made up examples so that you can kind of start to have your brain thinking and cycling around what could be different if we chose to believe something different. And these are, you know, examples that I've seen in some sorts of scenarios with other people. Another one that often comes up for my clients is creating boundaries for the people that you love. A lot of helpers and healers are overgivers. They get value from that. So another thing I often see with clients is this idea of creating boundaries for the people around you. And another thing I often see come up with clients, helpers and healers, we are often overgivers, right? And we often have this invitation to create boundaries. And these boundaries allow us to fill our vase, right? And so let's say that this is a boundary with our kids. So we create a boundary around time for ourselves. And as we create that time for ourselves, often, especially as mothers, we start to feel some sorts of guilt, right? Well, if we look at the other side of that, right, what does that do for our kids? How is that in their highest good? Well, maybe it creates some independence from them, for them, right? They're able to use their imagination. They're able to do some of the things they want to do that aren't pre-planned. They're able to explore a little bit. And what if that thing that they find during that time is something that lights this like spark of confidence or drive or an idea within themselves to follow this certain life of their dreams, right? And we could think about it on the other side too. What if they do feel a sense of lack of love? Well, we have to remember that that isn't true, first of all, but also that that may be something they need to feel in order to restore that memory of they are always supported, they are always loved, and they are of source no matter their external circumstances, right? And so if we bring this back to the law of one, when we follow our guidance, our desire, the things that are in our highest good, we are always supported, always. And so is everyone else. So the decisions we make, we're only going to follow through with if that's also in the other person's highest good, their invitation, their soul journey. We don't know what that is. And so all we can do is love ourselves, love others, see ourselves in wholeness, and make decisions from a place that are authentic for us, truth for us, and desire and divine guidance for us. Because we don't know other people's journeys. We don't know what's best for them. We don't control this external world. It's not our job. And it just doesn't work that way anyways. And that brings us back to the action piece, right? So in most of my podcasts, I invite people back into some sort of action. And so if you resonate with the feelings I described earlier of being out of alignment, being disconnected, having pain, or seeing yourself or finding yourself feeling pain or chronic symptoms, and if you're suffering this perceived lack of not enough money, not enough love, not enough clients, I really invite you to dive in and leverage the law of one. Bring in the idea of looking from the observer. So without judgment, you're able to cast a look upon your life or the issue that is happening. And where are you tolerating things in life? Where are you not following your desire? Where are you giving up what you want? And where are you judging yourself and others? And take this 3-5 days, jot this down somewhere in your phone notes, in a journal, and just allow this collection period to be a collection period, right? And not a judgment period. And after collecting this data or this information, you can then see where you're blocking your flow of energy, right? You could see where you're an ego in that lack, that judgment, that competition state. Then you can start to create new beliefs and new thinking patterns that allow you to have a different action that will be in alignment with the oneness or source, right? That love, wholeness, energy. And I always think as we do that, and one of the immediate reconciliations of healing is forgiveness, right? We forgive ourselves for thinking that we are separate. We forgive ourselves for having that thought against another, because not only because it's not true, right? But also because if we have that thought about another person, we're having it about ourselves, and therefore continuing the separation that we are not of that loving whole source energy. And if you want to hear more on forgiveness, I have an episode earlier that I did that on, and I'll link that in the show notes for you. As I have brought universal law into my life, and learning and applying the principles really opened a new way of thinking for me, right? I'm able to show up in my life and in business in a different way. I am able to expand my thoughts and what I believe to be true. And this opened space to see what else was available to me and others. And I believe this is true for everyone. And one of my primary drivers to continue to explore and study how being connected spiritually helps us to heal our bodies, our businesses, and our lives. And this includes relationships, right? And I bring that to my clients and to you as listeners. The endeavor of podcasting is to really spread this knowledge and help you to connect and remember because it's all available to you at all times. So I really appreciate you spending this time listening, and I'm cheering you on as you take action in reclaiming your energy. I hope you tune in next week as we explore the law of cause and effect. And as always, much love and light to you. Until next time. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.